Mishnah Yomis for Tuesday, the 29th day of Tammuz, Tavshin Pei Gimel, Masechta Sukkah, Perig Chamishi, Mishnah Dalad. Continuing describing the festivities of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, the water drawing festival, on Sukkahs in the Beis HaMikdash. Chassidim Anshei Maaseh, people who are very pious and people who are doing good deeds, would dance before the rest of the people that had gathered there to watch the proceedings. They would dance with torches of fire in their hands, which they would juggle, throwing up in the air and catching them. And they would also say, recite words of praises and sing and song. Some of them would be singing, happy is our youth that does not embarrass our old age. These were Chassidim and Anshei Maaseh who were good, who were, all their lives they were good. And then you have others that would say, Ashrei Ziknoseinu, Shechipros Eldoseinu, are we that in our old age we were able to atone for what we did when we were young. These, of course, were Balei Teshuva. And then they would all say, Eilu Ve'eilu Emrim, Ashrei Mishalechata, happy is the one who hasn't sinned, or Mishachata Yoshev, he who has should repent, and he will be forgiven. Now, the Rambam describes and says that not everybody would be able to do all this juggling and to sing and praises. This was left for these Chassidim and Anshei Maaseh and for the Rosh Hashivas and Rosh Sanhedrin. The rest of the people would just be watching and listening. V'halavim, meantime, the Levim, they would be playing on their musical instruments, bin chinoris, bin volim, on their harps, their lyres, or bin psaltaim, and in their cymbals of Achatzotzos and their trumpets, Vichle Shir B'lemisbra, and with an unbelievably great amount of musical instruments. Where would they be playing this? Al Chamesh Esrei Milos, on the 15 steps, Hayordos Me'ezis Yisrael Ezes Noshim, that go down from the Ezes Yisrael down to the Ezes Noshim, to the women's area. Keneged Chamisha Osor Shir Malos Shabbatilim. These 15 steps corresponded to the 15 Shir Hamalos, which literally means songs of ascent, which are in Tehillim in from Perek Chof Kufchav, Perek 120 till 134 inclusive. Sha'alehen, upon these steps, these 15 steps, Levim Oimdim Bichle Shir V'Oimdim Shira, the Levites would be standing there with their musical instruments and singing at the Simcha space Hasha'eva. Now, where would they stand for a normal korban? Not on Simchat Beis HaShoeva. That would be done on a platform on a duchen, which was next to the mizbeach. V'omdu shnei kohenim b'shar elyon. There were two kohenim. Now, so far we discussed the levim. They were playing the musical instruments on these 15 steps. But the two kohenim, there would be two kohenim standing there. B'shar elyon on the upper step, that's shar nikanar. Sheyored me'ezes Yisrael ezes noshim. That goes down from, leads down from the Ezes Yisrael down to Ezes Noshim. This gate was at the top of Ezes Noshim, in other words. That's why it was called also Shar HaElyon. It was called the upper gate. Ushtei Chatzotzes Bidein. And these two kohenim would be standing there at that upper gate with two trumpets in their hands and waiting. Kor HaGever, as soon as the rooster crowed, i.e. when dawn broke. Or some say that when there was an announcement by a man called Gvini, who would call out as soon as the dawn had broken, Imdu Kohenim, get up Kohenim, to your job. Either way, the Kohenim would then toku vehiri v'toku. They would blow their trumpets as a sign, it's time to go down for the water drawing, to actually draw the water from the Shiloach spring. Higiu l'mala siris, when these two Kohenim reached the 10th step of the 15 steps that were leading down from Ezes Yisrael to Ezes Noshim, Toko v'riva toko, they again blew, tkiya tru tkiya, and then higiyu lazara, finally they reached the floor level of the Ezes Noshim, and again, toko v'riva toko, they blew again. Hoytokin v'helchin, and they kept on blowing in the last blows, ad shemagin l'shar ha'yotzel ha'mizrach, until they arrived at the gate that leads to the east, from Ezes Noshim to the Temple Mount. Higiu lo shaua hayutze mizla mizrach, when they came to that gate, the gate that leads out to the east, hofchu fenein lamarav, they turned their faces back towards the west, i.e. towards the Azorah and the Heichel, towards the Beis HaMikdash, v'omru, and they would say the following, Avoseinu shehoyu b'mokem hazeh, our fathers, our ancestors that were in this place, during the sinful period of the first Beis HaMikdash. Achareim el Heichal Hashem. They had their backs turned to the temple of God. Ufneim kedma, and their faces were east, facing to the sun. Behemu mishtachavim kedma shemesh, and they were bowing down to the sun, as the book in Yechezkel describes the shameful behavior of the Yidden then. V'onu l'ka inenu, but we have got our eyes focused towards Hashem. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda says, Hoyoshonin, they would repeat these words, V'omrim, onu l'ka v'l'ka inenu. And we are to God, and God and to God are our eyes. The Gemara explains they would say, onu l'ka mishtachavim. They would say, we bow down, we prostrate to God. And our eyes to Hashem, we keep in expecting and waiting for Hashem to turn to us. Mishnah Hay. As we've learned the previous Mishnah, they would blow these trumpets at the end of the conclusion of the Simchas Beis HaShaeva, at the time when they would go down to draw the water from the Shiloach spring. We also said that they would blow when they would arrive back from the Shiloach with the bottle of water to the Sharamayim, to the water gate, as it was called. And now we're going to talk about generally what type of, or how many blowings did they do in the Beis HaMikdash on a daily basis, or sometimes how many on a Shabbos, as we'll soon see. Ein pechasin, Mishnah Hay, ein pechasin me'etzrim v'achas tkiyas b'mikdash. There were never less than 21 blows of the trumpets in the Beis HaMikdash, on a daily basis, never less than 21. Now, when we use the word tkios, we are being a bit loose. We mean tkios or trua, whether it's a straight blast or a short blast, just generally blasts. Vein mosifin arba mishmana, but we don't do more than 48. B'chol yom hoyosham esrim v'achas tkios. There was every day a minimum of 21 blows of the trumpets in the Mikdash. How do you get 21? Sholesh lefsichas sharam. There were three for the opening of the gates of the Zara each morning. They would blow tkia, trua, tkia. V'teisha letomid shel shachar. There were 9 blowings that were done for with the time when they would pour the wine accompanying the korban tomid. The levim would say this song of the day, which they would divide into 3 parts. And before each part, they would blow the chatzotzos. So that's 9, another 9. Then you have Vitesha Latomishal Ben Arbaim. There were 9 blasts of the trumpets that were done accompanying the Tomid of the evening, of the afternoon. Over Masafin, so how many is that already? We've got 3 in the morning, then we have 9 and Tomishal Shachar, 9 Shaben Arbaim, that's 18, and 3 is 21. Over Masafin, on a day that there was a Musaf, Kabbalah's Musaf, Hoyamasif and Oitesha, there was another 9. Why? Because they would blow 3 times, Tekir to Tekir, at the time when they poured the wine for the Musaf. So, that means that whenever there was a Musaf Kabbalah, there would be 30. The Gemara explains that all the Masafin that would be on that day, whether it's Shabbos that fell on Rosh Chodesh or Yom Tov, there would still only be 9 Tekirs. 9 blowings, 9 blasts. So therefore, any day they had a Shabbos, there were 30 blowings of the trumpet in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's 30. Over Erev, when there's Musaf, over Erev Shabbos, if it was a Friday, then there would be another 6. Hoyomisifin oit sheish, there would be another 6 blasts. Sholosh lehavtalam imlacha, there would be 3 to tell people to start ceasing their work out in the fields. And then people should start closing their shops, and then people should start taking their pots off the fire and put the chum in and put the hot water, put the hot foods away, and get ready to light the candles. Then there was another 3, v'sholosh lahavdil ben kodesh l'chol. 3 that would be it. That would be saying, right, you hear these 3, you know it's Shabbos, and no, all malach is now asa. So therefore, if it was Erev Shabbos, that if Erev Shabbos was, let's say, Rosh Chodesh, or happened to be on a day that there's Musaf, that would blow 36 blasts. 30 that we've done before, like you do on a 21 on an ordinary day that would usually do. And then you had the 9 for the Musaf, that's 30. Then you have, because it was Erev Shabbos, there'll be another 6 to tell people to stop Malacha, and that would be 6, and that's 36. So there'd be 36 if it would be a Arab Shabbos of if Arab Shabbos had a, what was a Rosh Chodesh, it was a Musaf. Arab Shabbos Shabsecha Chag continues the Mishnah. If it was Arab Shabbos that was in Sukkot, then Hoyosham Arboim Mishmaina, there'd be 48. How do you get 48 blowings? Shalosh Lefsicha Shar. There were three for the opening of the gates of the Zara, as there was in every day. That's three. Shalosh Asharlin. There were three as the Kohenim were standing there at the upper gate, as we learned last time. If they were standing at the gate of Nicanor, they would blow it to, and then before they start proceeding downwards. Then you have Shalosh Ashar Tachton. You have another three that was there for the lower gate, for the gate that when Esos Noshim going out to the east, when they arrived at the Azara, they would blow and Tkiah to Tkiah, and they would keep on blowing until they arrived at the gate that goes down to the Mizrach, to the east. However, the Tkiahs, which were on the 10th step, which you mentioned, for some reason our Mishnah does not mention it. He argues, according to the Gemara holds, with the previous Mishnah and holds, that they didn't. There wasn't this extra blowing in the eighth step. He disagrees with it. V'sholosh, there were another three lemilui hamayim for the filling of the water. After they'd filled the water and come to the Azara, then they arrived at the water gate, and then they would blow tkiah to tkiah. V'sholosh al gabim mizbeach. There were three when they went by the mizbeach, which means at the time when they erect these long willow branches on the sides of the mizbeach, they would stand them up against the Mizbeach, and the tops of them would fall on top of the Mizbeach. And they would blow Tekiah, draw Tekiah. And as they did this, or after they did this, after they put it up to the side of the Mizbeach. Says the Mishnah further. So that gives you, of course, 15 Tekiahs there. Three for opening the gates of the Azara, three for the Shar Elyon when the Kohenim stood on the upper gate, three for Shar Tachton where we come down into the Azara, that's nine. There were three fulfilling the water, I got there, that's 12, and there were three on top of the Mizbeach when they erected the long willow branches. So that gives 15, and then you had, in addition to that, Tesha Latombit Shal Shachar, you have nine for the Tombit Shal Shachar, as there was each day. Tesha Latombit Shal Ben Arbaim, nine for the afternoon Tombit, that's another 18. Sholosh Lahavdil Asomin Amlacha, three to stop the people from Amlacha, that they would do Arab Shabbos, because it was Arab Shabbos, get them to close the shutters and to close the shops. And then, that's so far, that's 18.3, that's 9 and 9, and that's 27, that's 30. And another three to tell people it's Shabbos. That's it. No more Malacha now. That's 33. So therefore you'd have those 33, plus you'd have the 15 that we mentioned before, which makes altogether 48. That's 33 plus 15. Now, even though we said that there was never less than 21 and never more than 48, as we said before, there would be 48 in such a circumstance when Erev Shabbos fell in, Erev Shabbos, that it was in Sukkot. There is one more case that there could be even more than that. The Gemara explains that it could be if Erev Pesach fell on a Shabbos, then they would sometimes blow 57 tekiahs, 57 tekiahs and truas. How's that? The Pesach was slaughtered in three different groups, Sholosh Kittos, and each group would read the Halal three times. Every time they would read it, the Halal, every time they would blow three tekiahs. If that's the case, you have nine sets and three in each. Three times nine is 27. So there's a 27 tekiahs, plus the 30 that was in every Arab Shabbos that would have 30. So therefore, if that's the every Shabbos, there would be 30. So therefore, you'd have the 30 of every Shabbos. You have these extra 27 because of the groups of people, Shachar, Korban, Pesach, which is done even on Shabbos, of course. So that's 30 plus, so you have altogether 27 plus 30, that's 57. So really, that's the maximum you could have. Erev Pesach that fell on a Shabbos. But why doesn't the Mishnah mention this? And that's because it's so unusual that Erev Pesach will fall on a Shabbos. It doesn't happen often. Therefore, the time Mishnah doesn't mention that case.